Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. From Brooklyn to Broadway, lots of celebration today. The first time Juneteenth is a national holiday, recognizing the ongoing struggle for equality in our country. 1010 Wins reporter Carol DiOria is in Cadman Park in Brooklyn with more.
And I'm with lots of folks who are setting up. This is sponsored by the Cadman Park Conservancy, the local Brooklyn Chamber of Commerce, lots of faith groups and community groups all here setting up because it's a day to celebrate when word finally reached Galveston, Texas, that the slaves really were free. And with me is the Reverend Adrian Thorne of the local Presbyterian Church. What is the takeaway? Can you tell me what people should know about this?
Yes, I think it's wonderful that we're having a Juneteenth celebration here in the park. I think it's wonderful that it's now a federal holiday. I would say the takeaway is that Juneteenth is bigger than just this moment. Freedom Day has still not come for a lot of African descended people. So I'm still thinking about reparations. I'm thinking about redlining. I'm thinking about schools like my school where my daughter is the only black child in her class in 2021. So beyond this day, when the sun sets and it's June 20th tomorrow, between now and next Juneteenth, I would love for all of us to be working in the struggle for equity. What do people need? What do African descended people in these United States still need?
And so that's what they're going to be celebrating here today. There is a Juneteenth grove with beautiful flowers and roses as part of this celebration. And of course, the grove is here all the time. And the whole idea is to internalize this so that everyone becomes equal. Carol DiOria, 1010 Wins, live in Brooklyn.
Another rough night in Washington Square Park. This time, police say a crowd ran from a man with a taser and caused a stampede that sent one woman to the hospital. The 42-year-old guy with the taser and a knife was arrested. He's identified as Jason McDermott. Charges are pending. The woman who was caught in the crush of people was seen bruised and bloodied and taken by ambulance. She is in stable condition. This happened at about 12:40 overnight, and the park stayed open after the incident. If you're sick of all the city primary election mailers from candidates, they should stop coming soon, at least until November, because primary day is on Tuesday. This is the last weekend of early voting and the last for campaigning. Democratic mayoral frontrunner Eric Adams is in the Bronx today, focusing his anti-crime message at the site of the shooting that happened right in front of two children this week. He says he's contributing to the reward fund for help getting the gunman arrested.
I'm giving a $2,000 reward, my personal money, not campaign money, not borough president's money, but my personal money to find the person responsible, attached to the police department's reward system.
Catherine Garcia and Andrew Yang are appearing together in Queens and Lower Manhattan today. Garcia now leads Yang in the latest polls. Political strategists have suggested it's not a bad idea with ranked choice voting for candidates to form alliances. Maya Wiley, who has been gaining in the polls and is in second place just ahead of Garcia now in one survey, is campaigning in a couple of Queens neighborhoods as well as in East Harlem and the South Bronx today. A new 6-foot-tall statue of George Floyd was dedicated at Flatbush Junction in Brooklyn. His brother, Terrence Floyd, was there. The sculpture was created by artist Chris Carnabucci and will be on display for 2 or 3 weeks. Then it will move to Union Square. Earlier this week, a massive 700-pound statue of Floyd was unveiled in Newark. The social justice movement that followed Floyd's murder by a Minneapolis police officer helped drive the effort to recognize Juneteenth as a holiday. A suspect is under arrest in multiple carjackings. Police say he did this on Thursday, then was released and was back at it again yesterday in Brooklyn.
Khalil Ivey's interest in cars began in Waterbury, Connecticut. That's where he lives. The NYPD says the 24-year-old Ivey stole a car there and drove it to Brooklyn. He was arrested Thursday on Cropsey Avenue in the Gravesend section of Brooklyn. He went to court, was charged with grand larceny, and was released. That brings us to last night in Coney Island, where the police say he stole another car. The motor was running. A man had just put his two toddlers in the car. Two little girls. One is 2 years old, the other 18 months old. The police say Khalil Ivy got into the driver's seat, put it in reverse, and backed up. The toddlers were not injured, but a 40-year-old woman was critically hurt. Khalil Ivy then fled. He got one block away, where the police say he got into another car and tried to drive away again. But fortunately, the police say they caught up to him and arrested him yet again. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds in Coney Island.
Police in the Bronx are looking for the driver of a Mercedes-Benz that hit a cyclist and left him to die. This happened just before 11:30 last night near the Bronx River Parkway underpass in Southern Boulevard. Police say the cyclist was on the road in front of the Mercedes when the car tried to speed around him. Instead, the car hit the bike and the cyclist slammed into the windshield of the car. The driver got out of the car and ran away. The cyclist died at the scene. So far, no arrests, and police have not yet identified him. Nassau County Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder says he has no plans to step down. Calls for his resignation came after he made comments to Newsday connecting a lack of diversity in his police department on Black and Hispanic broken homes. He says he serves at the pleasure of County Executive Laura Curran and will remain on the job as long as she wants him to. He's also apologized for the remarks.
I got work to do in this department, and I know that. I speak with my actions, not my words.
Curran says that while she disagrees with Ryder's statements about diversity in his police force, she stands by the job he is doing. A Queens man is under arrest on Long Island for impersonating a cop. 33-year-old Dion Barnes was pulled over during a traffic stop on Hempstead Turnpike in Nassau County yesterday afternoon. He allegedly told the officer he worked in housing for the NYPD and flashed a badge. Well, it turns out Barnes is a security guard, not an NYPD officer. A search of his car uncovered two knives, a baton, a ballistic vest with a police patch on the back. Barnes is facing several charges, including criminal impersonation of a police officer. A city Department of Transportation worker from the Bronx is accused of horrific crimes. Police say 50-year-old Jose Lozano raped and sexually abused his two stepdaughters. The girls are just 9 and 11 years old. It's unclear how long the abuse may have been going on. Lozano is a bricklayer with the DOT. He is in court today facing rape and sex abuse charges. Police in Yonkers are looking for the attackers who left a young man in critical condition with a brain injury. Investigators say a group of people beat and stomped on the victim near North Broadway and Ashburton Avenue Thursday night. Surveillance video shows a crowd of people watching the brutal attack. Some of the suspects are reportedly known gang members. We have video of the suspects at 1010winds.com, and we must warn you that video is graphic. But police are asking anyone who recognizes them to come forward and call the Yonkers Police Department at 914-377-7724.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.